A raven came from the Citadel. A white raven. Winter is here.
Oh, HBO's fantasy drama Game of Thrones mid-season finale airs Sunday. There's plenty of controversy and anticipation with fans brewing. Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic. He joins us now. Hi there, Eric.
Hey.
Okay, so the season of Game of Thrones, very highly anticipated. Is it living up to the hype?
I would say that it is. You know, people who watch television know that once a series kind of sets when it's going to go off the stage, it can focus the storytelling in a way that's really interesting. And I think that's happened with Game of Thrones. These episodes that we've seen this year, they're the first 7 episodes of the final season of 13. Then the show was gone. And so the pace of the storytelling is faster. People are coming back together that we haven't seen together on the show for many seasons. And there's also this great sense that the show is really powering towards a powerhouse emotional ending. You can feel it in the air. And I think that's sparked interest in the show. And people who love the show have had a lot of great moments delivered to them this season.
Well, you talked about people coming together, but there's also been, you know, conflicts developing in the show. How are some of those playing out?
So in Game of Thrones, you basically got 2 fights going on here. There's the fight amongst various characters for the rulership of the 7 kingdoms that comprise this sort of mythical place. And then also there's this sense that there's this army of undead soldiers that are approaching this kingdom from outside a giant wall that's been erected to keep them away. So there are some characters who are saying, hey, you know, we need to forget all of this, you know, petty fighting over this kingdom and band together so that we can fight this army of the dead that's coming to us. And we also have this family, the Starks. In the beginning, their patriarch Ned was killed for being a hero in a way, and his wife and his kids were kind of thrown and scattered to the wind. Some of them have been killed, but now they're coming back together. And in particular, we saw this scene on Sunday between 2 sisters, Sansa Stark and Arya Stark. Now, Sansa was someone who was married off to enemies of the family and endured sexual assault and some very awful things, but has now emerged as a true leader of this kingdom in the north. And she's meeting her sister, Arya, who, you know, started the series as sort of a wide-eyed child and has become a trained assassin, but also seems to have become something of a psychopath along the way. And we have a clip of the two of them meeting, and you would think that it would be a heartwarming gathering. But really, the two of them never got along well when they were in the same family before they went through all the things that kind of damaged them and weathered them. And now they're having a hard time bonding as sisters. And so let's hear a little bit of that.
We both wanted to be other people when we were younger. You wanted to be a queen, to sit next to a handsome young king on the Iron Throne. I wanted to pick up a sword like father and go off to battle. Neither of us got to be that other person, did we?
Eric, I have a question for you. So you sound sure. Pretty positive. I just didn't have a question for you, but that's my job by definition.
Yeah, I was like this is unusual. isn't that what we're supposed to be doing here?
I'll go ahead and ask it anyway. You sound pretty positive about how the series seems to be finishing up, but there were some people who were concerned that the plot was beginning to thin and still are worrying about, can the series have the same feeling of storytelling and substance that it had in earlier seasons?
Well, you know, I mean, what's interesting is, you know, that clip we just played is an example of something that's been a flashpoint for some fans. They felt that this conflict between these two sisters seemed a little illogical. I sort of felt that both of them have kind of been damaged by what they've been through, and so they're having a hard time letting go of their old conflicts and the old way in which they saw their sister. And I think if you've ever had siblings or been in a family, you've seen what that's like, the struggle to try to get people in your family to see you as you are and not to see you as they once saw you or have historically seen you within that family. There's also been some complaints about how time works on the show this season. Because the storytelling has gotten more focused and more fast-paced, what you find is that a character will say, okay, I'm going to go off to X city. And then the very next scene, they're in that place. And it sort of feels like, well, even by the rules of this sort of mythical place, that doesn't seem possible. And on Sunday, we had a situation where These people set off on a quest that seemed kind of stupid. Okay, they they want to capture one of these undead soldiers so they can show it to people and sort of prove, hey, this army of the undead is a greater threat than anything we face. One of them runs away and manages to make it to a place where they can get a message to somebody who has dragons, who then gets on the dragons and flies to their area and destroys the army of the dead and rescues these people. Now, it happens in such a quick succession on the episode, but it feels like it's just happening in a way that's way too fast.
Eric, I got to jump in here. We're talking about a show that deals with an army of the undead and dragons, and people are worrying about time making sense.
Exactly. But I felt during this season especially that Game of Thrones fans are a little spoiled. This is one of the best produced shows on television, and it regularly rolls out epic level filmmaking every week. And people come to expect, I think, a level of performance from Game of Thrones that they don't expect from other TV shows. And frankly, some of the criticisms have seemed a little nitpicky to me.
Yeah. Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic. Thanks as always, Eric.
And resident Game of Thrones nerd right here at your disposal.